Hello, and welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Girl Talk. I am Coach B, and with me I have...
Ms. Alika.
And today, we're going to do things a little different. Last week's episode was kind of heavy, so this week we're going to have a little fun. So far, we've had episodes where we talk about relationships and receiving love and giving love. So... we decided to challenge ourselves to see how well we know our partner.
I'm just going to say this. Coach B has been married for almost 2 years. So she got, I want to say, a year on me and my boyfriend. Like, let me just, she got a whole husband in these streets and I got a boyfriend. I'm just saying, if I lose, it's a little extra. They've been together a little bit longer. I'm just saying.
Let's also go on the record and say I have a terrible memory. I really don't remember some things that happened yesterday or last week. So I'm interested to see how many things I get correct and how many things I get wrong.
Same.
Before we start, Ms. Alika, are we going to give each other the correct answer after each question or are we going to wait to the end?
Let's do after each question because I told you it's one thing on this list from your husband that I really want to know what it is. I don't know if he just wrote it like this or if like it's something that I for real never heard of.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I am so nervous to see. So you go ahead and ask me the question and I'll tell you what your boyfriend's answer.
All right. What is my favorite food?
Your favorite or his favorite?
Oh, she
his favorite, right?
It's definitely his favorite.
Okay, boom. So his favorite food, my husband.
Yeah, your husband.
Chicken.
What kind of chicken? He was very specific. Huh?
Popeye's chicken.
What kind? You said Popeye's chicken?
Yeah. Chicken.
No.
Okay. I don't know then.
Jerk chicken.
Girl. Chicken. Okay. Ding. Point for Coach B. All right. What is your guy's favorite food?
I want to say crab legs really bad, but I feel like it might be shrimp.
Okay. So which one are you going with?
I'm going to go with shrimp.
You are correct. It is shrimp.
Woohoo! That's me.
All right.
The next question is, go ahead.
Is your favorite food shrimp?
No, my favorite food is French fries.
Oh my gosh. Well, I can't talk junk because my favorite food is chips. So.
All right. The second question. What is your husband's favorite movie?
Listen to me. All I've heard since we've been together is all him and his brothers do together are watch movies. And they quote verbatim so many movies that I truly don't have not one idea what this answer is. When I tell you they get together and they have a whole inside joke on a movie, and I just be sitting there looking stupid because I don't know what movie they're referencing. It is probably something along the lines of a early 90s. I'm sure it's not Friday, but it's probably something within those realm of movies. And I honestly just do not know the answer. So I'm not even going to guess. I'm just going to wait for you to tell me.
It's Bebe's Kids.
Oh, my. No, it's not.
That's what he said. He said his favorite movie is Bebe's Kids.
We have watched this movie together maybe one time. How is that your favorite movie? It can't be. And I'm not going for it because that's not right. No, that's not correct. But we'll go with. So, what is your guy's favorite movie, Miss Alika?
I'm with you. I have absolutely no clue. No clue whatsoever.
When I got the answer, I was like, nah.
What is it? Because we had talked about one movie, and I was like, no, that's not your favorite movie. Like, you got to pick something else.
It is Avengers Infinity War. But y'all go see stuff like that. You should have known that. Didn't y'all go to the movies to see
that? I didn't think that was his favorite.
Isn't that a newer movie?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I didn't think it was his favorite. Like, it came out the first year we were dating. Like, 2018. Like, no.
That's too new to be a favorite movie now.
That's how I feel. That is exactly how I feel. It was good, but it wasn't favorite movie good.
So what's your favorite movie?
The Wiz. That is my favorite. I love that movie. Know every song, every dance step. Like, that is my movie.
Have never heard anyone say that was their favorite movie. Ever in my life.
That's unfortunate.
So my favorite is Sister Act Dose.
Because it was way better than the first
one. Because my girl Lauryn Hill was in there singing. I sing.
Come on.
Because I'm happy. Nah, cut it out. But yeah, that is my girl.
But look though.
Y'all, she has the DVD of The Wiz. He's on down the road.
I got the Queen Latifah version and the 19 whatever version with Diana Ross and Michael Jackson. Yeah.
Little known fact, when I was in daycare, I starred in our play of The Wizard of Oz.
Indeed, and I got to pour the water.
I don't remember what character. I want to say I might have been the lion because I was big and yellow. And I feel like that was my character. And
that's not supposed to be that funny.
Even lesser known fact is me and Aliki used to go to daycare together.
Like, me and Brittany been riding for like years. Like, I think I've known Brittany my entire life.
Yeah. So I want to say, yeah, I do want to say I was the lion. I may be wrong, but I want to say I was the lion.
All I know is I wasn't Dorothy, but I got to pour the bucket of glitter that was supposed to be water on whoever played the witch. I don't know.
I wonder who it was. That was so long ago. I really don't remember who it could have been. But
because it wouldn't be on DVD.
Yeah, absolutely not. It wouldn't be. Yeah, I don't, but I love all things musical. I like High School Musicals. I like Hairspray, of course. Any show where they're singing a lot and it's good singing, I'm down for it. All right, number tres.
All right, what is his favorite snack?
This is another question I do not know the answer to because my husband does not snack. He eats meals. I'm the snacker, he's the meal eater. But I'm gonna say ice cream.
No.
Oh my gosh. Roy, don't tell me.
This is the one that I was like, I've never heard of. So I don't know if he just wrote it like this to be funny and confuse me or what.
Cookies.
Brookies.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is also not a favorite because we just discovered Brookies.
What are Brookies?
So it's cookies and brownies together.
Mm.
So the first time we ever had them was in 2000 and 16 when we went to California. We found them at 7-Eleven. No, it's not. Listen, we found them at 7-Eleven. And we found one, and it was amazing. And from 2016 to now, we have not found them anymore. Every time we go to a 7-Eleven, we look for them. We never find them. Nobody ever has them. I just recently found them in Trader Joe's, like maybe the end of May. So now all of a sudden that's his favorite snack? No. 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 And they're hella sweet. Like a cookie and a brownie no. And I'm the sweets queen. So if I say it's hella sweet, it's a no. It's a no. All right, Miss Alika, what is, oh boy, favorite snack?
I'm going to say them unicorn Little Debbie cakes because you look for these every time we go to the store and they're seasonal. And no matter how many times I've tried to tell you they're seasonal, you look for them anyway. We done been through Amazon, eBay, everywhere trying to find these cakes.
Y'all, I'm going to just tell y'all right now, be better than us because we don't know our guys at all. Because that is not the right answer. The answer is Slim Jims.
Oh, I knew that though. Like, we literally was just, I literally just ordered him some pepperoni beef sticks.
We don't know our guys at all. I just pray that you guys know your partners a little bit better than we know ours because we are clueless, okay? Be better than us, okay? I'm gonna put do as I say, not as I do, because clearly I don't know my man.
Ooh, I can't wait to tell him I guess them unicorn zebra cakes was his
favorite. Oh my gosh. I would have said G's favorite snack would have been Rice Krispie Treat cereal. Like, apparently, I've only seen it once. I've only bought it for him once, and he ate the whole box in, like, one day. But now we can't find them. Like, they're no longer at Walmart. We can't find them on Amazon, so.
Why he don't just eat the regular Rice Krispie Treat? I just feel like.
Because apparently it's not the same.
I feel like it's a lot going on with this cereal.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally snap, crackling, and popping, and I just feel like that's a lot.
Yeah, apparently the treats are more like square pieces together that already have sugar on it, but you can literally put sugar inside of the regular Rice Krispies. So I, you know, to each his own.
Okay.
Cuatro.
Favorite color?
Blue gang.
Yep.
Yeah. That's our favorite color. Okay. Favorite color?
Red.
You do not know your guy at all.
His favorite color is red.
No, you, girl, garbage, you are trash.
It's not. What is his favorite color?
I'm lying.
But I was about to have a whole thing.
I was like, no, it's red. You're correct. See, we know the first question you're supposed to ask somebody. So what's your favorite color?
Yep. All right. Biggest fear.
Not providing for his family?
No. I get it.
That's not close?
No.
Okay. Not excelling at life?
Nope.
Being a failure?
Nope.
Deaf?
Did you say jail? No.
No, I said deaf.
No.
Oh my God. So I'm not in the ballpark with none of these?
Death is the closest you got, but death ain't even really in the ballpark.
Drowning?
No. You're just going the wrong way.
Okay, so not deaf, but not drowning. Give me, what letter do we start with?
B.
B?
Yeah, we start with a B.
But it's not deaf?
Death starts with a D.
But I'm saying, you said it was close to death?
Like, death could be a side effect. So it's kind of close. It just...
B. But it starts with a B.
Yeah. B as in boy.
But it's a side effect.
Like, if you don't do it right, you're going to die. Like, let's just...
Breathing? So what is... Wait, okay, wait, one more guess. It's not deaf, but it starts with a B, but it's adjacent to deaf, but it's not breathing. And it starts with a B.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that.
I don't know the answer.
Bungee jumping.
We've never talked about that. I wouldn't even think of that. Because we never... See? See? This is what I'm talking about. Because we've... That has never, ever come up. Like, never has it ever came up. And how am I supposed to know that? Bungee jump? Like, we've never discussed. And this is the same guy that wants to go for a helicopter ride. What is the difference?
Well, when you're jumping, of course,
but you can fall out of the sky in a helicopter just like you can fall out of the sky when you bungee jump.
Well, bungee jumping, you don't really fall out of, that's skydiving, you jump out of a plane. Bungee jumping is like you're tied to like a rock or something.
Even worse, because that thing can snap. No. We're gonna have to have a discussion. No. I'm not going
for it. I mean, is it like... all right. Is my answer frogs?
Yes.
Okay. Like, when I tell you, like, deathly afraid, like, the whole family is terrified.
That grown man.
Whole family is terrified. Mama, brother, sister, all of them.
But I'm sure in that area where y'all stay,
they be all
in the frogs over there.
Mm-hmm. And will not go in the house. Will not move if one is in front of the house. Like, and I think it's any kind of lizard, frog, anything. Because I picked up a lizard and threw it at the door, and he had a whole fit.
If I throw one at him, what he gonna do?
Probably have a heart attack. Like, oh like he will probably legitimately have a heart attack.
Well, that's a big grown man to be scared of frogs.
And I don't mean just, like, legit terrified. Like, won't move. Like, will push me in front of it. Like, like terrified.
That is awful. All right, I have to redeem myself. I have to get these next 1, 2, 3, 4 things correct. I have to. Okay, boom.
Proudest moment.
Having a son.
No.
God.
I would have thought so too, but no.
Becoming a famous drummer.
No.
Oh my word. Y'all, I might as well get a divorce because I don't know my husband. Give me a hint.
It came before your son.
Getting married.
Yes.
Woo! Do I get half a point? I get half a point for that.
Half a point. All right.
Oh my. Look, y'all. Okay. And same question.
I honestly have no earthly idea.
When I saw this answer, I was like, this can't be the truth. But it might be significant for him, so I'm not going to judge him.
Oh, look, now I'm scared for real.
I'm going to give you 2 guesses. Go ahead.
I don't even have a guess. Like... I mean, my guess would be winning the championship with his basketball team. But clearly that ain't it.
That's not correct at all. No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Quitting a water company job?
Oh, that was really big for him. Because it was comfortable.
Wasn't he working there when I met him?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a recent thing.
Yeah, like he quit last year to drive trucks. But it was really big for him because he was really comfortable there. And like...
I forgot you told me he drives trucks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hey, people make money doing that. Tell him to come pick me up every now and then. Tell him to come pick me up every now and then.
He local now. He drives waste management trucks here.
Y'all, I am so sorry. Y'all might hear me fidgeting. So, I told y'all I was the snack queen. My husband had bought me a... industrial size thing of fruit snacks, and Snack Queen just had to open it. So in case you was wondering what that noise was, then my fruit snacks, okay? I don't know my husband at all. Okay, you ready?
All right. What makes him laugh the most?
Fart.
No. No. It's not.
Me.
Huh?
Me.
Uh-uh.
Oh. Oh my gosh. Our son?
Yep.
God.
Watching him play is what makes him laugh the most.
He do be dying. He do be dying.
That's because your son is a whole grown man. Like, from the snippets I see that you post, like, he be living his best life.
Oh my gosh, that's an adult.
A whole adult, like, in real life. He started walking y'all, and Brittany life ain't never been the same.
Y'all don't know the how. When his little behind go to bed, I be like, whew. Thank you, Lord. Because he, y'all.
He be moving to be as young as he is and walking. This young man be moving.
He be everywhere. He be in everything. And I just don't know what I'm going to do. All right. Yours.
Makes him laugh. People falling.
No.
My blind moment.
No. Nope. Dumb people trying to sound smart. Who says that? And they probably don't know they sound dumb. They really probably believe what they say.
Like, I know in my mind who he talking about, and they don't. Like, they think they are so prolific. Like, the most amazing thing God gave the earth.
Girl, it's plenty of them. But I was like, ah, yikes.
Because it'd be funny for real.
All right, next question, please.
Nicknames.
So check this out.
He only gave one.
Huh?
He only gave one.
I've never heard a nickname, like, ever. I've never heard anybody say he had a nickname. But I know people used to Jones him and call him Oscar Proud.
No, that is not it. I don't know how you didn't get this one.
Everything I love.
I don't know how you didn't get this one.
G?
Yep.
Oh, my. That's his name.
His name is
that
not
That is not G. a nickname.
That is an abbreviated form of his name.
That is an initial. That is not a nickname. No. I get a point for that. No. That's not a nickname is like Bear. Or P, or some, that's your name. No. Anyways, you, nickname.
Aunt?
No.
Are you serious?
That's not what he has.
What does he have?
Junior?
Oh, shoot, that is, yeah.
That's not a nickname. Is he named after somebody? Is he really a junior?
Mm-hmm. He's named after his dad.
Then that's not a nickname. That's your name. See? They're trying to cheat the system.
I'm guessing he says nickname because only his family calls him that. Like, they when like maybe two of his friends. But then everybody else calls him
that. Pause. Go back to the G. You want to know why that's not a nickname? Every male in his house name start with a G. That is not a nickname.
But do they call everybody in the house G, though?
Nobody calls him that. I mean, well, friends. But nobody in his house call him that. They call him by his name. No, that's not a nickname. I'm not going for it.
I don't know how I forgot Junior.
All right, last but not least.
What three things does he think of most during the day? This answer made me laugh. I ain't gonna lie.
I know this one.
Okay.
Food.
Uh-huh.
Music.
Uh-huh.
Sleep.
Yep.
I knew it. Ding, ding, ding. I got it. What is that? One? That's 2 out of 10?
I don't think it's 10.
3 out of 9.
Is it 10?
It's 3 out of 9.
Shoot, I don't even know.
I failed. I definitely failed. Okay. And.
Yeah, I'm at 3 out of 9 right now. Okay. Last one.
Okay, boom. You're going to get this one wrong and it's going to be a tie. Yes. Okay, go ahead.
Because I am. The three things he thinks about most during the day: food, sleep, is it that one money?
No.
Were all three of them wrong?
No, 2 of them was right.
All right, what was the last one?
His future.
Oh.
So, yeah. Clearly, me and my husband seem to skip the first few steps of a relationship because I clearly don't know him. Y'all, for real, Bebe's Kid is not his favorite movie.
And Infinity War is not his favorite movie either.
Like, right? We have watched it one time.
Exactly. We watched Infinity War once. Like, I don't even know a movie that we've watched more than once. Because he's the type of person that will watch a movie once and like that say he don't want to watch it again. And that's with every movie.
You know what we watch all the time? Jumanji. The old one that still scares me a little bit to this day.
Yeah, I was like, that movie's scary.
And the new one. Like, we are constantly watching Jumanji to the point where I just pull my phone out because I'm tired of watching Jumanji.
I mean, we watch wrestling all the time, but that ain't no movie.
What? People still watch that?
Anthony watches wrestling, like, regularly. Like, Monday is WWE. Thursday is Raw. Like, I don't know. But it's on a lot. Like, Sundays, he watches the pay-per-views.
No, he don't.
Yeah, like, has WWE Network. Like.
I used to love wrestling until my cousin was like, you know they be acting, right? And I was like, well, why ruin it? Why don't you? And that was the end of that.
Like, we Triple went and saw it live 2 years ago. He likes it.
Oh, he's a fan.
Yeah, like, legit fan. Like, knows backstories and real life stories. Like, legit.
Oh, no. Well, you guys, please get to know your partners better than we know our.
Please.
But you know what's crazy? I bet you if we asked our dudes to do this, my husband would get almost every question correct.
Same. Like, indeed. Like, when I text you and thought we were doing this the other way around, like, he definitely got all my answers right.
Y'all, I have to do better with my life. Oh, my goodness gracious. So, we hope this was a little fun episode, you know, to get to know us a little bit better, see how much we don't know our partners. Just to break up some of the hostility going on in the world. Yeah, so anything you need to add, Miss Alika?
I'm just going to put a PSA out there. Just because we don't know these questions doesn't mean we don't know important stuff about our significant others. We know the stuff that real life matters.
Right. That. That is correct.
Look, like favorite sports teams.
Yeah, now see. Tennessee Titans, I know that. Or the Lakers. I know these.
Right, like that stuff, good. Chargers, the Magic.
What are your hobbies? Playing the game.
Yep.
Making beats. Playing the drums. See, I know these things.
You love play. Right, those things we know. But these questions that we got tonight.
I know these things. And if all else fails, I know his favorite color, so that's enough.
Exactly.
I gave him a child. That is enough. Okay? Yeah. That is enough. But no. Also, you guys, we are trying out. We realized that our first episode was hella long. So we're trying to condense our shows to more like a 30, 35 minute type of situation. So let us know how you feel about that. Hit us up at our email.
NYAGT@gmail.com.
Please remember to like, subscribe, and share this podcast. Hit us up. Let us know. We're in the works of starting us a little Facebook page. Hopefully we can get you guys to, you know, interact, join, give us some ideas of some topics we can talk about. But this was a fun episode, Miss Alika. How you feel about this episode?
It was fun. I'm looking forward to doing more episodes like this.
Yeah. Get to know us. Questionnaire type of things. Ask us some questions. Like, what kind of question? What y'all want to know about us?
Because we here to tell it.
Y'all know we're not your average girls, clearly. We are, you know, life coaches. We have been behavioral specialists. You know, we work with teen girls. So that's things you know. But if y'all really want to get to know us, let us know. Ask us some questions. But this has been another episode of Not Your Average Girl Talk Podcast. We'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.